The commission, which held its last meeting on a state holiday, is scheduled to release its final report the day before Thanksgiving. It will be on how to structure a public campaign finance system for statewide elected officials, including governor and attorney general, and for state Senate and assembly seats. State Republican Party Chair Nick Langworthy says it's a deliberate attempt to hide the results of the report by releasing it when the vast majority of New Yorkers will be preparing for a major holiday.
And they're hoping, as always, to sneak this through in a news cycle while people are busy preparing for their holidays. Then lawmakers and the public will have a mere 3 weeks to review the findings and to come up with any changes before they automatically become law. This is like how third world countries run their governments. I mean, we have unelected bureaucrats deciding on the future because legislators in the majorities of the two bodies and a governor don't want the culpability to do the hard work, and that's to make the actual decision.
Under the rules of the commission decided in the budget in late March, the legislature has until December 22nd to act to override the commission's recommendations or they automatically become law. The head of the state's Democratic Party, Jay Jacobs, was appointed by Governor Andrew Cuomo to be on the commission, and he's acted as its de facto chair. The Albany Times-Union recently reported that Cuomo and the legislature changed rules that prohibited party chairs from serving on policymaking commissions. Cuomo controls the Democratic Party in New York. Langworthy says the governor is pulling the strings on the commission.
He's obviously orchestrating and puppeteering every damn bit of this behind the scenes.
The commission has also been given the powers to make other changes in election procedures, including banning fusion voting or the ability of major party candidates to run on multiple minor party lines. The GOP supports the cross-party endorsements. Langworthy says it has often benefited Republican candidates to also run on other lines like the Conservative Party line. He accuses Cuomo of trying to get rid of fusion voting because the governor has feuded with the left-leaning Working Families Party, and he's trying to get back at them. Working Families endorsed Cuomo's primary opponent, actor Cynthia Nixon, in last year's elections.
This is to settle scores from 2018 with his enemies in the Working Families Party.
The governor has said he's neutral on whether fusion voting should end.
I don't have any recommendation to the commission. They should use their own independent judgment.
Cuomo spoke in September. Democratic Party Chair Jacobs is an opponent of fusion voting, and in a recent commission hearing, he called the practice unpleasantly corrupting. Cuomo's senior advisor, Rich Azzopardi, responding to Langworthy's comments, maintains that the governor is committed to a true public campaign finance system.
The governor proposed public financing every year, and with this commission, it's got to get done once and for all. Its charge is to create the strongest system possible, and the members appointed all bring their expertise and experience on the subject matter.
And Azzopardi took a shot at Langworthy, saying his party's record of winning elections is poor, and he says maybe that's why the GOP chair, unlike Jacobs, was not appointed to serve on the commission. The Republicans are not alone in their concern about the Thanksgiving Eve release of the commission report. Government reform groups expressed dismay as well. Reinvent Albany says the planned release date does not allow for adequate review. Reinvent Albany and other reform groups have been pressing the commission to release a draft report for the public to see in early November. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.